My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Time now for EB's entertainment page. It's sponsored, of course.
Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax, says no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% on most X Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Love my X5. It's silly. I can't believe I already have 20,000 miles on it. That's a lot.
I can't. You drive here all the time. And I know, you're driving it all over creation.
I haven't had that thing that long. I mean, I don't know, 8 or 9 months. I don't know. Putting a lot of miles on it, man.
Yeah.
And then that's, my trips are going to start in a couple weeks.
Fire it back up.
Every weekend.
You're traveling, man.
Every weekend. All right. A lot going on. First of all, Cakes, it looks like Blake Shelton, you know, he gave up on The Voice. You know, taking time off, whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
But
a hiatus, if you will.
He's not going to stop making money. He's hit another mother load. He's announced a Las Vegas residency.
Ah, the dream.
At Caesar's Palace starting in 2025. Blake Shelton is headed to Sin City. He says it's been swirling for years now. If you're going to have a stake in Vegas, you got to do a residency.
Financial terms?
I don't know. I don't know yet, but you got to imagine it's a lot.
Oh, I'm sure it's a boatload of cash.
I don't know how. What do you think he would get for a year? Like 20? I don't know. Do 1 or 2 a week?
Probably depends on how many shows he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, probably pocketing $100 million, something like that.
Yeah, just another $100
million. Yeah. I mean, and then 20 years from now, he'll sell his catalog to like Sony Music for like $400 million.
You know, yeah, of course. Yeah,
I mean, you're scoffing at me, Valdez. You think that's not going to happen?
I mean, he'll sell his catalog, but $400, that's...
$200 million?
It'll be a lot.
I mean, it's going to be a lot of money.
I know I was in Vegas, and it's...
I know these things.
For Blake Shelton's catalog?
Maybe. He's got a lot of hits, dude. You'll be stunned. Not be a huge Blake Shelton
price,
guy.
Price, Valdez. Should know this. You're one of the yes, no men. You're usually up on these sorts of financial terms.
I don't know if I was Sony, I'd advise them to purchase that catalog for $200 million.
Probably not.
Cakes, I was there the 500th time in Vegas, and it's stunning. You still have the Penn & Teller.
Yeah,
Blue Man Group.
They're just grinding.
Chris Angel.
Yep.
Carrot. The same
Carrot
clowns.
Top. Yep.
I think the ventriloquist is still doing his
EB,
thing.
Let me ask
it's
you.
It's the same guy.
I'm going to ask you. This is a very simple question.
Yeah.
If you had a machine in your house that when you walked up to it, all it did is spit out $100 bills,
right,
nonstop. Would you stop it from spitting out $100 bills?
Yes. I know, but he's wondering why people are still going.
Well,
but
who's still going to see the Blue Man Group?
A lot of people have never seen them.
Vegas is bringing in tourists all over the world.
I've never seen them.
But the Blue Man Group was popular 20 years ago.
They're still popular,
obviously. It's a brand.
I know, but you're a loser if you go see the Blue Man Group in 2024.
I generally agree with you, but... You know who's not a loser?
You see Penn & Teller at this point.
You know who's not losers? The guys painting themselves blue and taking all that money to the bank.
It's just I can't remember what the show was, but I got an ad from the Kennedy Center for some reason. Probably was still in my mom's name, right? So it's the Kennedy Center. Look at it. And there was some show that's been going for like 20 years there.
Yeah. It's probably like Sheer Madness.
Wasn't Sheer Madness. something like West Side Story or who knows.
Takes. We should get a rival group together called the Red Man Group.
Red Man Group. Let's do it.
You just better hope the real Red Man doesn't sue you.
And then undercut him.
That's true. You know what? Let's have a meeting.
I don't even know.
Yeah, that's like the
meeting? That's they beat on
that's like the fake the fake
I think
Chippendales, right?
Yeah. Hey, the Thunder from Down Under.
Yes, the fake Chippendales.
The Excalibur. I think that's where they are. Yes, the Excalibur, JP. Have you never heard my joke? You get enjoy your turkey leg and watch the Thunder from Down Under Mail Review. It's all the Excalibur. Dirtiest poker chips in all the land.
I remember that part. I don't remember you really remembering the Thunder from Down Under.
On that boat we were on in St. Louis.
That was the seediest casino I've ever been in my life. By a wide stretch.
That was
by a
so
wide
dirty.
Margin.
And then remember when we got a cab, we were lucky to get a cab. The cabbie said to us, what are you guys doing here? This is basically where you go to die.
We were in the worst part of St. Louis. Coming out of here all the time. And we're like, we're dumb tourists. How would we know that?
But do they have a good 1-2 game?
And it was literally on the oldest, most rickety riverboat you've ever stepped foot on.
Right.
I'm surprised we're still alive.
Such dirty chips. And then we went to the Harrah's. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember the Harrah's.
And I got setted over set and lost 500. And I was so bad. I was playing so well.
Yeah.
And I think I had a set of nines. The other guy had a set of queens. And I got it all in. I thought I was going to hoover all those chips.
Sure.
He took all mine.
Yeah.
And I had to walk a shame. Walk out of there. So bad. I'll never forget that hand.
I think that was the first time I played live poker.
It was inconceivable to me that I was losing that hand.
You could get set over set it.
I was still young in my poker career, and he just hoovered all my chips.
He had the nizzot.
And I walk of shame.
Did you tap the felt and say good hand and get up, or did you storm out of there like Hellmuth?
No, I flipped my cards over like I was a big fat one, and it took me a few seconds to process. Wait a second, he's got me.
Yeah.
He had three queens. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It reminds me of a time when Amy Allville was watching poker on YouTube, where a guy had a similar instance where he was in a hand with a woman and she had the stone cold nuts on him.
Right.
He flips his hand over at the end. He goes over, starts celebrating with his rail, and he's an Australian dude. And the rail's like, hey, you lost, mate. You lost the hand. And he has to walk back over to the table and look down at the middle of the table and realize he's got a big losing hand. Kind of like you did back in the day.
It was a big loser. Yeah. I don't understand this. Speaking of casinos.
This is my favorite EP ever.
Nelly was arrested early Wednesday in Maryland Heights. Now, that's not here in Maryland. That's in Missouri.
That's where the casino was that we went to.
The Harrah's?
Yes.
So he was at that Harrah's.
Yes.
For apparently having no proof of car insurance.
Hold on, you get arrested for that?
I don't even quite understand this, but he was taken into custody, shocker, at 4:45 in the morning.
I saw him getting popped for ecstasy possession.
Yeah, they had it led to a drug possession charge.
Okay. That makes sense.
So, I don't know, maybe something looked shady. They looked for warrants. There was something from 2018 that he was wanted for.
Yeah.
And then I guess they also found drugs on him.
He also hit a 50K jackpot.
He did?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He's a life eater.
Travis Scott, this is big news, arrested in Paris after allegedly assaulting a hotel security guard. Mm. He's in Paris for the Olympics. He saw the men's basketball team win on Thursday, and now he's been arrested following an alleged fight involving a security guard and his own bodyguard at a luxury hotel.
Are you here to see our greatest national treasure? His name is Bilal Coulibaly.
play basketball against America.
So I guess maybe the security guard, I guess it sounds like Travis Scott was arguing with his bodyguard. Security got involved, okay. And then he started assaulting the security guard.
Sounds wild.
What a poop show. Speaking of a poop show.
I thought the Olympics were supposed to, you know, like bring people together.
No, I guess
supposed
not.
Supposed to unite people, unite different cultures.
Speaking of,
I guess not.
Poop shows, cakes. The Bennifer poop show, Bennifer 2.0 continues. the story today is how much J-Lo's inner circle hates Ben.
Okay.
They say
I want to hear the details.
Nobody
here.
except Jen's mother likes Ben Affleck.
Okay.
One source told the outlet, he's a AAA blank hole. You know what I'm saying.
I know what the first three letters are there.
Yeah. They just don't like him. Hmm. So, and they're infuriated and feel terrible. She, they say, is just livid because she would have never imagined that this was only going to last less than 2 years. Hmm.
Is the mom upset that he flamed out as a hockey player and had to resort to robbing banks in Boston? It's part of the town.
Yeah, I know. I don't even remember him bombing out as a hockey player.
No,
I don't remember
part of
that
his
detail.
Backstory.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
He fought his own teammates. You don't remember all this?
He fixed the rink with all that bank money.
That's right.
All that Fenway Park money.
Yeah. Did the money in the garden.
Cakes.
Yeah. Anybody remember this?
It's Tangerine, Florida.
Yeah. Has his new show started?
New show.
The heist movie. Oh, it's not Ben Affleck. It's Casey Affleck.
It's Casey and Matt Damon.
Damon.
I think it debuts tonight. I think tonight is the night. Or last night. It's recent.
Cakes.
The Instigators, I believe, is the name of it on Apple Plus TV.
Do you know what? this is a new one to me. I know of a DWI. I know a DUI. What's an OWI?
OWI. I don't know.
Former University of Michigan star Denard Robinson was passed out behind the wheel.
Shoelaces?
After cops say crashed into a street sign before he was arrested for OWI earlier this year.
Operating a vehicle while intoxicated.
Maybe that's
it. I don't know.
Operating while intoxicated.
Operating while intoxicated.
You're correct.
Yeah. Smash it. If you're passed out behind the wheel.
He was a really good college player.
If you're passed out, here's the key.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not advocating this, of
Taking
course.
Taking the keys out.
Keys can't be in the ignition.
Right.
If you pass out somehow, as you're passing out, you pull the... Now, who has keys that still go in the ignition? Would be my... right? Like, not, most cars
don't... Everybody's got a button now,
You got a key fob. It's your workaround. But the car is still running.
You can't have the car running.
That's probably the when you get busted.
Right.
So as felt you're like passing that was... out, have your index finger... Turn the car off.
I always felt like that was a made-up story, but you're probably right. People would say, yeah, just pull over and put your keys in the passenger
seat.
Wasn't
that the Bruce Smith bit? Bruce Smith, like, passed out at some point, and the car is still running.
So you can't prove that he drove the car?
No, they could prove it, because the key was still in the ignition.
Oh, no, I'm saying if it's not running.
If it's not running, I think you have a workaround.
I don't know.
Again,
it's
grasping.
So shady.
I've never been in this situation.
Right, I'm telling you, it sounds like an old wives' tale.
This situation happened to my buddy. I think I can tell this story. My buddy Joe P. So last year.
Yeah, you can tell it. He'd be, go ahead.
When
we're good.
When Marist made the NCAA tournament, right? We played Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Delaware, they thumped us
pretty
good.
We're going to beat that blue head ass.
I wish. They beat us pretty good. Mm-hmm. Steve got a goal, though.
Right.
Siced. Afterwards, we all tailgate. Everyone's kind of lamenting the end of the season.
Yeah.
For Joe P, it was his son's last game ever. And so we're all drinking.
Yeah. Pulling out for JoJo.
He had his daughter driving back to his hotel. He and his wife back to the hotel that they had reserved for the night. And then they were going to go drive home to Long Island.
Yeah.
When he got back to the hotel to check in, they said they gave away his room.
Oh, that can't sit well.
And they said that there was a flood or something. And Joe P said, yeah, show me the water.
Yeah, there's going to be a flood of overhand rights if you don't give me my room soon.
Exactly. He said, show me the room. I'll stay in it. I don't care. I just need a bed, you know? And they long story short, they got intimidated.
Yeah.
They called the cops. The cops came in, and Joe P's like, I reserved my room.
Right.
I've been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling me I could get a room, a mile away. I can't. Are you going to pay for my ride? Are you going to get my car there? Like, what are you going to do? And the cops just calmly said, look, there's nothing we can do. And so he went back to his car, and he said that he could tell the cops were watching him.
Okay.
And so he said he was drunk. So he said all he had to do, he just had to sit there. The cops sat there with him for 3 hours, and he couldn't turn his car on.
Right.
He just had to sit there, he and his wife, and they slept in the car. And the cops were watching. And eventually, like 3 hours later, the cops left. Then he waited another hour just to make sure they weren't around the corner.
Yeah.
And then they drove off.
Yeah, I heard Cakes did that at an appearance in Arlington a few years back. He had to sleep in his car.
You didn't put your keys in, though, right?
Didn't put them in the ignition.
Right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They were waiting for him to start his car.
I heard he was overserved.
last but not least, Valdez, I know you're a Yellowstone guy, right? There's going to be a sequel series.
Yellow
Madison.
I don't know if you want to see that one, Gates.
You're probably right. Let's pick a different color.
Which one?
Yellow Man.
Oh, that's Brett's.
Hey, it's Brett. I'm going to book a flight right now. Jenny, I'm gone for at least 2 weeks. Please run Sup Dogs. Don't run it into the ground. I'll be back.
Michelle Pfeiffer is going to be the lead in the sequel series, Madison. So there you go, Cakes. Entertained you, as always.
Definitely least.
That's the leastiest of the least.
Well, Yellowstone's a big show. That's going to be the sequel.
I forgot what the sequel is even, too.
Madison.
We're building our comedy pyramid. I forgot the original story.
All right, got to take a break. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.